Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnaFi points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnaFi app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnaFiRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, all clear. All clear. Highway 2 is now open. Highway 2 is now open. Eric Maldonado here with KJGR Radio.
There's still a no-fly zone, though.
Still a no-fly zone in effect. Temporary TFR.
Temporary
flight restrictions. We were going to have some snipers on the roof, but...
It's steep.
It's like a 5% grade. Very, very scary.
It's very, very, very scary up there.
So, but hey, for those... first off, hey, welcome to all our listeners across the great state of Montana. Aaron Flint here. We're broadcasting live from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls. Got Eric Maldonado here sidekicking with me this hour as well. But, yeah, we were joking earlier. We were like, where's Francis and Big Fork? And... Well, her motorcade, you know, they had to close down Highway 2.
There's a lot. When she moves, there's a lot of moving parts that go into it.
That's right. Francis, you made it. I thought you would have taken the helicopter to get here today. So.
Well, I kind of saved that for fighting fires.
That's right.
See, she's so good. She's donating her helicopter.
What a gracious queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was just listening to this ad about Tester, and he's about against Sheehy, and the veterans are so, you know, going to lose everything. Well, everybody knows that the Medicare, Sheehy never has said that. So he lies like every word that comes out of Tester's mouth is the biggest lie I ever heard.
It's hard not to react whenever you see or hear one of these commercials. Like, are you kidding me? Oh, give me a break. Or, see, my grandma, now you go to a nice Lutheran church down in Big Fork.
Yeah, I do.
My grandma went to a nice Lutheran church in Glasgow, and I think you went to one in Plentywood before.
Yeah.
So she taught me how to cuss right. But every time I hear these campaign commercials, oh, for Pete's sake, come on, you know, what else do you say?
So. Well, just such a liar. And I heard on the Washington Post that they said he was up about 5%.
That was in the Washington. So the New York Times says eight points. New York Times just came out with a poll 2 days ago saying Tim Sheehy is up on John Tester by 8 points. And then it sounds like the dam is starting to break in Trump's direction in these battleground states. All those polls, unless people actually get out and vote and get their neighbors to vote, those polls don't mean a thing.
That's right.
Absentee ballots come out today.
Yep. I'm waiting for mine.
Sitting there just staring out the front window, waiting for the mailman to show up.
Probably. Yeah. And anyhow, we're going to take it into Kalispell and deposit it at the voting station. And to make sure the our beautiful post offices don't sidetrack your mail.
You can check your ballots.
Yeah, We did that last time.
Deliver it, and then you can check it through the My Voter page with the Secretary of State to make sure that it got there. All right, hold that thought. Francis in Big Fork has arrived. She's here. We've got donuts for you, the Krispy Kreme Kalispell folks. Incredible. We've got free gift cards for a dozen donuts if you come down and see us, and microphones open for you.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. John.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know what? I think I can play this right from my smartphone here, even though we're broadcasting live remotely from Northwest Parts and Equipment here in Columbia Falls. By the way, if you're listening on KJJR, come down and see us. We've got microphones open for you. Yeah, let me see. So since Francis and Big Fork mentioned it, let's start there. The New York Times came out with a poll showing Tim Sheehy, the Navy SEAL veteran, leading Liberal Senator John Tester by 8 points. And I actually chatted with Senator Steve Daines about that over a morning cup of coffee just the other day. And he is, of course, not only a senator from Montana, but he's the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Dad, I think about today's the day that absentee ballots will be mailed out to Montanans. So it's a good day to start the day with Tim Sheehy in a strong position. But, you know, it's great when the New York Times says that Tim's up by 8 points, 52 to 44, that's a nice validation. It also is showing that these terrible, overwhelming number of attack ads from the far left, Chuck Schumer and his allies, just aren't working. Montanans are seeing through it. God bless Montanans who have the horse sense and common sense to see through this nonsense and are going to send Tim Sheehy back to the United States Senate. But I tell you, what's at stake here, Aaron, is this is bigger than Montana. This is the nation, because assuming Tim Sheehy wins this election 26 days from today, that shifts control, the power of the United States Senate from Chuck Schumer's hands into the hands of the Republicans. This has profound implications for the future of the United States Supreme Court, the Ninth Circuit Court, federal district judges, lifetime appointments in the judiciary, not to mention the tax cuts from President Trump. We've got to give President Trump a Senate that will work with him. And just, we've got to keep...
All right, there you go. So that's part of what Senator Steve Daines had to say. I think early morning yesterday is when I had that conversation with him. But, yeah, Francis, that's more of the good news from your standpoint there.
Yes, it is. And I think when he goes around to all these towns, Tim Sheehy, that and talks to people, it really makes a difference. Because he isn't scared to stand up for himself.
Yeah, it's interesting because now contrast that with both Kamala Harris and John Tester have been running this, Biden basement style campaign where they've been hiding out, not showing up in public, not taking phone calls with listeners on shows like this. But now because John Tester has been consistently losing in every poll, now he's starting to poke his head up every now and then because he's getting desperate. And Kamala Harris, now she's finally doing interviews because she's starting to get desperate as well.
Yeah, and she proves what she is. She's dumb. I mean, and she would lead us right down to she'd give us to the communists. And, she just would let all these people come in to destroy us. And she thinks she's going to be a dictator, but she's a fool because they will just kick her out.
And on to the next one that they can control. Well, that's why I loved 60 Minutes finally committed a rare act of journalism that we haven't been seeing here lately. And Francis, so great to see you as always. We'll see you at the Lincoln Reagan dinner tonight here in Kalispell as well.
Yep, I'm a little deep.
All right, perfect. Well, great to see you. She's going to pass the headset on. Eric will help her out. She'll pass the headset on to the next person that wants to step up and join us on the microphone. So everybody who's out here at Northwest Parts and Equipment, if you want to jump on the microphone, hop on up. Meantime, we've got James Brown, Dillon, Montana native, currently the president of the Montana Public Service Commission, but also a Republican candidate for state auditor in the House. Jim, good to see you. We should almost carpool together. Every time I've been on the road for the show, I run into you.
Yeah, you should add me as your top fan to your, your Facebook page. But I'm up in Kalispell. I'll be attending the Lincoln Day dinner tonight, which you are emceeing. As long as we're talking about polls, I don't know if you've covered this, but I just got back my most recent polling, which was given to me yesterday, so I'll walk through these. These are the statewide races for those that are interested. So In the latest poll, Governor Gianforte leads Bussey 55% to 36%. A.G. Knudsen, despite all the Star Chamber stuff that's happening against him, is leading Ben Alke 53% to 35%. Secretary of State Jacobson is leading Jesse Mullen 48% to 31%. And I'm leading my opponent by 49% to 33%.
Oh, wow. I didn't see all those numbers yet. I think the Montana GOP shared those numbers via X a few days ago, right?
Yeah, they did, yeah. And then Susie Hadlin, who's running for OPI, is also winning 43% to 36%. So we're a month out from actual, you know, election day, in fact, less. Absentee ballots are going out. We're well positioned to win all these statewide races, but as has been mentioned on the show, people have to get out and vote. You have to participate. And you want to get out and vote early because, as you and I have discussed before, Aaron, if you get out and vote and we can see that you voted, then we can dedicate our campaign resources to get out others to vote. And it helps us drive the numbers.
I joked with my mom. She's up on the High Line right now with friends. They just had their 50th reunion for the class of 74 there. But she had one of these left-wing out-of-state activists show up at her door. And I said, no, you shouldn't have told them anything. Don't tell them you're supporting Trump or anything. Keep wasting their time. Keep wasting their resources. And so anyway, but because you're exactly right. And Francis was spot on. I also want to hand deliver my ballot. Absentee ballots get mailed out today. I'm the type, I want to hand deliver my absentee ballot. And the faster you do that, the faster your mailbox will stop filling up with all of those campaign ads, because they'll already check you off their list. They'll know that you already got your vote in. So another great reason to vote early. We got to take a quick break. More with James Brown. He's got something great to tell us about the keynote speaker tonight. This is going to be very interesting, especially from an ag standpoint, so stand by.
Did you know you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, Eric Maldonado, you got a great B Broadcasting hat on right now. I want you to notice that the gentleman two seats away from you is not wearing a hat. There's a very specific reason he's not wearing a hat, because when he left his office, he left the hat on his desk, so they think he's still at work. But he's actually here having Krispy Kreme donuts with us at Northwest Parts and Equipment. That is a classic Chief Warrant Officer number 5 maneuver. Brilliant maneuver by, we've got a unicorn in the house, a CW5 in the house. We're going to talk with him here in just a second. Great guy, Ed here in Kalispell. Always fun to mix it up with him via X and other platforms, but even better to see him here in person as we're broadcasting live from Northwest Parts and Equipment. But yeah, we got a dozen donut gift cards here if people come down and see us. And then if we have any left over, we will leave them on the counter at Northwest Parts and Equipment here in Columbia Falls. So if people miss us today, they can come grab them later this morning.
Yeah, those guys are great. You know, this is Northwest Parts. They ask for you every year. This is your second home.
It's fun. Every October we've been here for four or five years.
We don't even have to ask people to come. They just know you're here, and they walk in, and maybe next year, like you said, we won't even do the pre-recording, and we'll just see how long it takes people to just hear you that you're here at Northwest Parts and Equipment.
This was so cool. Earlier this morning when we were getting set up, we actually got to meet one of the gentlemen that dropped in is Francis and Big Fork's pastor down at Bethany Lutheran in Big Fork. He's an Army Ranger. Then he was a Navy chaplain. So cool talking with him.
And that he was a neat guy, because what he really wanted to do was work with those inner city kids that didn't know how to swim. He wanted them to be Rangers. He wanted them to be Navy SEALs. And that obviously is the most important part. You got to be able to swim.
Well, and it was because he wanted to invest in these young kids, these young men and women that were serving the country. And he specifically wanted to help those that wanted to go down the special operations path with his background as an Army Ranger. And so, but yeah, but, you know, we talked with him a little bit about, you know, how do you stay optimistic in the face of everything crazy going on in our country right now? And that's actually the sermon he's going to be giving this Sunday down in Big Fork. Back to James Brown, a Republican candidate for state auditor. Scott in Billings, he said, hey, I heard some of Jim's comments there, but give us the numbers again for your race in particular.
Yeah, thanks for that. Good news, up 16 points.
16 right points,
with,
all right.
With ballots going out, that's right. All of the statewides are doing very well. That's also tracking, as we discussed earlier on the show, with the United States Senate race. And the reason that all of us are doing so well, I truly believe this, having grown up in Montana, is that the Montana Democratic Party has left working men and women behind in the state. I mean, the high line used to be pure blue when I was a kid, and it's pure red. And the reason that is because the Montana Democratic Party left union people behind, working men and women behind, agriculture.
They've attacked agriculture.
We talked about this morning. This is an industry-based state. Now, if you go as an elected official against every industry that builds your state, how in the world do you think you're going to get elected again?
Yeah, I mean, it's called the Treasure State for a reason, right?
Well, and this Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson, this sham proceeding that's taken place over the last couple of days, directed by the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court who appoints these people, is such an outrageous violation of American norms. And it's just another reminder that the Montana Democrat Party is no different than the California Democrat Party. That the same political persecution, not being able to defend yourself, not being able to present evidence that helps your side, the same tactics they used against Trump in these kangaroo court proceedings elsewhere in the country, how the Democrats are doing the exact same outrageous maneuvers over the past couple of days. Congresswoman Kat Kamick out of Florida, I've gotten a chance to interview her on the radio before. She's been to the Flathead before, but she's going to be the keynote speaker at the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner tonight in the Flathead. You and I, Jim, will both be there. But you got to see her last night. She told a story about agriculture and down in Colorado. And anyway, I think this is something that sounds like it'll be of deep interest to our listeners.
You bet. Yeah, I had the privilege of having dinner with her last night here in Kalispell. So Kat Kamick, she's a U.S. representative from Florida's 3rd Congressional District, which is kind of on the eastern end of the panhandle. It's where the University of Florida is. But interestingly, her district is a very agriculture district. But Congresswoman Kamick was telling me last night that she's originally from Colorado, and she was from a cow-calf operation. And what happened in Colorado is that the urban pressure on her family's historic agriculture ranch, cow-calf ranch, caused them to basically have to give up the ranch and sell it. And that's one of the reasons that she moved to Florida was it was still an agriculture-based state. But what she was talking about in Florida, which is also true in Montana, similar to what she was telling me about the cow-calf operation, is that the urban pressure and the number of people that are moving there is covering over pure agriculture land. We are just literally subdividing agriculture production right out of existence in this country. And one of the reasons that I ran for public office, 4 years ago for the PSC is because I grew up in agriculture down in the Beaver County, down in the Dillon area. And I'm really concerned that the future of this state is trending towards that very same thing, where the production agriculture is just literally going to be taken out of existence in the state.
And it seems like they're deliberately trying to do this at the national level in particular, because they want to bring back the death tax. That's why these November elections, you know, this Senate race is so important. The White House is also so important. They want to bring back the death tax. They want to spell the end of these farms and ranches because they don't want you living here. They don't want you ranching here. They claim that you're to blame for CO2 emissions, et cetera. And so they don't want you here. That's why, you know, John Tester's hand-picked BLM director, Tracy Stone Manning, has been giving special favors to the APR while sticking it to farmers and ranchers here. James Brown, you represented the Montana Wool Growers for a number of years, so deep connections to agriculture here across the state. Look forward to seeing you at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner tonight.
Yeah, thanks. One last comment. So I grew up in Montana. I attended the University of Montana, as you know. Tracy Stone Manning was going to college there at the time I was, so I recall vividly the tree spiking that she was involved with, and somehow she got U.S. Senate confirmation. Truly remarkable.
Even after a federal investigator said that she lied about her role and was lying to investigators, essentially.
Okay, that's misinformation.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, speaking of that, speaking of the Grizz, so last night I'm driving up here to the Flathead. Next weekend I'm going to be – so we've got a whole lineup of events. So today we're broadcasting live from Northwest Parts and Equipment here in Columbia Falls. Right after this, I'm going to go to Two Brothers Cafe. I'm doing these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. So I'm going to go to Two Brothers, and we're going to have gift cards for you. So if you miss us this morning, come see us at lunch. We're going to have an event there. And then I'll be at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner tonight. Libby, Montana. I'm doing three different events in Libby tomorrow morning, starting at the Mustang Bakery and then going to Empire Foods, the grocery store. And then we want to buy you lunch because we want to be able to sit down and talk with folks, too. So, and Jesse Ramos, the state director for AFP Montana, he's a Libby, Montana native. He'll be there with me. I've got that full rundown on our Montana Talks website. But I was just going to tie that into something else. What did you just say before I started telling everybody about my Libby and Eureka? I had a Biden moment there for a second.
Well, it was the University of Montana,
yes.
And it's homecoming tomorrow, and I will be in the parade.
Okay, so next weekend, I'll be at the Fusion Fights in Missoula Friday night, and then we're going to do a really cool event Saturday night at the Press Box. So I'm doing this event at the Press Box next weekend, so I thought, you know what, let's drop in at the Press Box. And Coach Bobby Houck and all the Grizz coaches were there, so I had a great, fun conversation with Coach Houck. So I didn't get his permission to share what we talked about, but let's just say it was a really fun, great conversation with Coach Houck last night at the Press Box.
You better tell him, you know, next time we meet Weber, figure it out.
Oh, man. But they took out on that horrific red field, they took out Eastern Washington on their home turf, so... So I'd rather take my licks early in the season and then do better later in the season. That's that when it really matters, right?
I'm sure defense was probably running laps after that game.
But what else was cool, their server, their waitress at the Press Box last night, young lady named Lily Meskers, she's the student athlete and the student journalist who exposed how John Tester's campaign was trying to pay student athletes to endorse his campaign. But these females rejected it because of his vote to allow men in women's sports. So anyway, great meeting that young track star and a journalist actually doing journalism.
You know, just a reminder for everybody, because it's still not really well known. 126, 127, 128. No.
Yeah.
We don't want boys and girls sports. We don't want little girls getting abortions without parents' permission. And God forbid we want our elections to be with two candidates and not 22 candidates, because I don't want anybody winning anything with 17% of the vote.
Was that a Beyonce song back in the day? No.
Yes.
Was it Beyonce? I couldn't tell you. Yeah, it's probably a good thing that I couldn't tell you. People would be like, Aaron, man, are you doing okay?
Yeah.
You just had a Biden moment. Now you're listening to Beyonce. Now you're listening to Beyonce. What's going on back there, man? All right. Well, James Brown, great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us. He is going to pass off the headset to Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist. She had a great write-up that I saw in one of the local papers just the other day. I told you just a few minutes ago, we've got a unicorn in the house. We've got a unicorn in the house, a CW5, Chief Warrant Officer 5 veteran. Ed, great to see you. Great to see you in person once again.
Yeah, great to be back.
Yeah. So. Did you like that little line? You can tell I've worked with a CW5 in my day.
It seems like they might have been a little animosity.
No, they were great. Some of the smartest people I served with were the warrant officers. Just go ask them. They'll get you on the right track.
Everybody's onto the hat trick. Everybody knows that. The key is to have a duplicate set of keys to leave in the hat.
Oh, yes. So, then they don't think you took the pickup.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the hat's not enough anymore.
What are some other CW5 TTPs that you could share with our listeners? Always hold the cup of coffee.
Always with the coffee. So yeah, I made sure everything was okay in the coffee bar here when I walked in. So yeah, it's
you officially counted all the donuts.
No, it's I gotta avoid that at this at this stage in the game.
My stepdad's cousin, he was an E9 in the Navy, and he always said always carry a filing thing with papers because people think you're working. If you carry the newspaper, they think you're going to the restroom. So always carry regular, you know, filing. Manila. Carry the manila envelope there, too, and they'll think you're actually working instead of just goofing off like usual. All right, we're going to go goof off for a few minutes. Back with you live after this.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Back-to-back hurricanes in the southern U.S. are taking a tremendous toll on everyone involved. One of the few places that likely won't feel as big of an impact is the price of gas and diesel. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy says, Milton, the latest hurricane likely won't have a big impact at the pump.
Well, thankfully, the path of the storm is not one that would be over refineries or any other critical infrastructure when it comes to gasoline supply. So flow of gasoline is going to continue. This storm is not going to affect any refineries in any meaningful way. So the flow of gasoline, the supply of gasoline should continue. And so most Americans probably will not see any impact from this in terms of supply. Prices, however, have started to inch up, but it's not due to the storm itself. It's due to the fact that oil prices last week did climb about $10 a barrel on some of the tensions that are occurring in the Middle East. So Milton, for its part, is not going to be any impact on gasoline prices, but rather the Middle East tensions from last week are likely to play a role in pushing gas prices up.
As of yesterday, regular gas prices are $3.23 a gallon, down from $3.99 a year ago, while diesel's priced at $3.61. That's down from $4.65 a year ago and $3.70 a month ago. I'm Wayne Nordlund. Have a great day.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So I've got it. All right. Hey, that was like the Kamala Harris. It's a live broadcast. Cover your mouths. It's a live broadcast moment. Hey, Eric Maldonado. So you got so excited because you saw my Slimer Ghostbusters Krispy Kreme donut that I got here, didn't you?
Yeah,
I can't resist. I'm going to have a bite of that thing.
I want to go into the military because I think I can work for this guy.
This guy is great.
I think I work for this guy.
Are you on X?
I am, and I don't follow him.
You've got to follow him on X. You'll be up to speed.
I have never done logistics, not for the military anywhere else, and I think I got it pretty good, and I don't work for FEMA. I'm not working for the DOD.
Look at this setup that B Broadcasting has here. KJR Radio. Yeah. I mean, we have an indoor tent with lights.
It's weird.
And a
table. You told me you were coming, and then what I did is I came out the day before and put this together.
Mike, this is incredible setup here.
I could do your job.
But yeah, Ed here in Kalispell, you know, we were joking about, you know, good CW5 TTPs, how to make people think you're working when you're really not. All good stuff, but that's because you're paid for what you know, not for what you do, right?
Correct.
But you've got some incredible knowledge when it comes to, what is it, DSCA, Defense Support for Civilian Authorities. Did I remember that right?
Defense Support of Civil Authority, yes.
Yeah. And so when we look at the hurricanes in North Carolina and Florida and Georgia, obviously, you know, we've talked about the criticisms at the federal level and what's going on there and the concerns on that front. You know, somehow Mayorkas said he had $1 billion for illegal aliens, but then he doesn't have enough money for hurricane victims.
Yeah.
And so, and even though he's the one who said that, he claims that anybody who says that is committing disinformation. But on another note, I saw something from you. I think you shared this. I can't remember if you shared it with me or if I just saw it on X, but the other angle of this story is you've got the Democrat governor of North Carolina who apparently has not been responding the way he should have been responding either.
Well, and I shared a couple of I still call them tweets, about where, the governor of North Carolina wanted to do a DeSantis moment. He thought he could take and be like DeSantis and say, I'll handle this myself. Now, the Florida National Guard has a very robust National Guard. And they didn't need much federal support after Helene. You know, it pretty much hit the panhandle, blew through, and the state had the capacity either via their own National Guard or surrounding states. They have what they call EMACs, Emergency Management Assistance Compacts. And between that, those capabilities, Florida, to a lesser degree, Georgia, Alabama, and all that, were able to do so. Now, North Carolina waited 5 days after surrounding states asked for a federal disaster declaration because he kind of thought he could pull a Ron DeSantis moment and be like, I've got this. We've got this.
And then look strong and tough and because he's up for re-election right now.
I'm not 100% sure on the governor. I know his lieutenant governor is Mark Robinson is running for the slot.
The black Republican yes. that they had to, you know, completely annihilate and yeah. attack because he's a black Republican.
Exactly.
Yep.
So how'd that work out for North Carolina then?
Not too well. I mean, like I said, the federal resources didn't come in until D plus six, D plus seven after...
You just told me something that almost I fell out of my chair. Tell the public what FEMA sent to these high mountain towns to help them clear the roads.
So one of the things of the assistance that they sent to one of these remote towns were electric chainsaws. Electric chainsaws to a town that hasn't had power in 10 days. So
think about it. Like, they want us to have electric everything. You can't have natural gas anything. You got to have electric everything. So, of course, they would think to send... electric chainsaws.
Absolutely.
To help people,
you know, it's like the whether they sent solar panels or windmills to go along and charge them every week or 10 days so that they can use them for 2 hours. I don't know. But yeah, they sent electric chainsaws.
They'd have been better off
no
just
power.
Sending a Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, and we could have had beers with Doug. Yeah. You know, if they
well,
were.
Once again, these are the same people that say, give your tax dollars to us because we have a Green New Deal and we're going to save the planet. You think these people are going to save the planet when they send electric chainsaws to an emergency situation with no electricity, but they want you to buy their Green New Deal and they will save the planet?
Well, and to put it back here on a local level here in Montana, why did 700 miners get laid off from the Stillwater mine? Well, A, because this administration in Washington is still allowing Russian imports of palladium. Russian imports of palladium. Okay, I thought you were the Russia party. What? But then on top of that, the Green New Deal and the EV mandates has had a huge impact, and that's why the prices plummeted and these 700 miners got laid off. And, I mean, and those are good high-wage jobs that support a whole ton of communities all across Montana. So, again, the let's send an EV chainsaw to the people that don't have electricity crowd is the same crowd that's responsible for killing 700 high-wage mining jobs in America, in Montana.
It makes you think that liberals think the world's flat because Russia's on that side so that all the toxins from the mining will blow off the earth because we're not in a round-ish.
Beyond the environment.
It's crazy. Well,
that's why they give it to Russia because, you know, they'll ruin their side and that doesn't affect us.
Well, and since day one, what should the response have been? You know, first off, if Trump were still president, we wouldn't have had an invasion of Ukraine because Russia wasn't invading other countries when we had a president of strength in there. But second off, like, what should the response have been? Drill, baby, drill in America, not shut down drilling in America, not ban new drilling on federal lands, not target the private sector oil and gas industry with new SEC rules and things like that. And instead, they inflated the price of oil, and we ended up funding Russia's invasion and their war through the form of higher prices for oil.
One of the things that Trump should do is at least have one liberal environmentalist on his panel to listen to every day and just do the absolute opposite of whatever that guy says, and we'll be fine.
That's right. Well, Ed, great to see you as always. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Did you get a coupon? Now, you can share this with one of your friends. Take a dozen donut coupon. You don't need to use it for you, but you can give it to a friend.
Absolutely.
You can hook a brother up out there. So, yeah, we've got more for you here if you come down and see us at Northwest Parts and Equipment. Good to see you. Anything else you wanted to share with our listeners?
Nope. Thanks for having me, and hope you have a good time at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner tonight.
Thanks for your years of service, and you forgot your hat, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, good to see you. Next up, we've got Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist. Commissioner, great to see you. And
great to see you.
I don't know if you heard it, but the other day, I actually, a guest opinion column that you wrote for one of the local newspapers caught my eye, and I shared a few chunks of that on the radio because it was such a great piece that I thought was the best summary for the 2024 elections in Montana that I had seen.
You know, I just want to thank you for doing that because I think it's so important we get the word out there because what's being put out there is not true. On so many instances, on so many levels, we're just getting smoke and mirrors. So,
what What was the most important message that you wanted to convey in that guest opinion column? Now I should go try to pull it up again here so that I can remind myself of there, because there were certain like two or three paragraphs in particular that I highlighted.
The main thing I wanted to get out is that we're being fed a line of crap from the federal government. That's mainly what it is. And we need to vote straight Republican to get our country back. Otherwise, we're in trouble. We're in deep trouble here. And you can't believe anything. Those mailers going out, all that other stuff that talk about success being bad and all the other things they talked about. It's just craziness. And so mainly I wanted to come this morning, though, to talk about, and you've already covered it fairly well, if Republicans get out and vote, we're going to win. So we need to get out and vote. I've heard some Republicans, well, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, everybody's going to win. It's a Republican stronghold, so we'll be fine. But that's not the case, folks. You got to get out and vote.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because yesterday I was talking about how one-third of so-called evangelical Christians don't even vote. And if that slice of the population alone voted, they could change this entire country. They could save this entire country. We've got parts of Montana and eastern Montana that votes 80%+ sometimes for Trump and others. But it was interesting. J.D. Vance was doing like a town hall meeting and an event with, you know, the NASCAR racer Danica Patrick. Mm-hmm. And I saw she said she has never voted. She's never voted before, which I'm like, how have you never voted? But then again, I'm kind of like, look, if you don't care enough to get informed, then I'm not going to tell you to go vote if you're not going to get informed on the issues. I'm not one of those guys. I want people to get educated and informed, right?
Right.
But she said she's going to vote now for the first time ever. That's good to hear.
You know, my husband and I shoot pool on Tuesday nights, and we had some pool players that said they've never voted. And we got them registered and got them on the rolls because you got to get out and vote, folks. And the other thing in my letter that I think is really important and we don't hear too much about is those three initiatives that are coming up that are just all really bad.
Smoke and mirrors.
No.
That's, yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yeah. CI 126, 127, 128. That was something else in my conversation with Senator Steve Daines. He, along with Governor Greg Gianforte, says very clearly he's encouraging people to vote no against every single one of those initiatives where they want to mess with our Montana elections. And CI 128, not only is it a very radical abortion initiative that would do no limit, effectively allow no limits abortion, but it's about even much more than that. It's even crazier, if you can imagine. Stand by, quick break, back after this.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, commissioners, it's so great to see you here. And then I see we've got Frank Mealy with the Heartland Diary USA blog in the house once again as well. He also writes for RealClearPolitics.com, a former editor of the Daily Interlake here in Kalispell. But first, Commissioner Holmquist, anything else you wanted to share with folks across Montana?
You know, it's just what a great place we live in, right? We got to be thankful for where we're at because if things go really bad, we've got a great place to be. I just want to share a little funny one. You've been talking about hats and that, and my grandson bought my husband a hat, and it says, "I'm voting for the felon." And he wears that everywhere, and it draws a lot of attention, but it's true, right? They've tried to bankrupt that guy. They've tried to put him in prison. They've tried to just destroy him, and he's been able to survive all of that. So we're all you got to ask yourself, are you better than you were four years ago, right? And the answer is real clear.
We've
got to vote Trump and on down the ticket.
Well, Commissioner, great to see you. Thanks so much for joining. Right. Who's the better pool player, by the way, you or your husband?
Oh, we're pretty close.
Okay. All right. We'll have to do a shoot-off one of these days.
There you go.
Maybe a charity fundraiser or something.
That'd be fun.
All right, Commissioner, good to see you. Thanks so much for being with us. Frank Mealy in the house. Well, Frank, where do you want to start? Maybe pick up where we left off there with the commissioner.
I'm not going to talk about hats.
Yeah.
The my most recent column, which, you know, it's a national column at Real Clear Politics, but I did devote a column to the CI 126 and 127 because it has, you know, it's part of a national trend. And as I said at the beginning of my column, the Liberal Democrats are basically looking to overturn all the pillars of our democracy, you know, that they are so, you know, concerned about saving from Trump. And meanwhile, they're undermining everything. They're trying to get rid of the filibuster in the Senate. They're trying to get rid of the Electoral College. They're trying to find a way to limit First Amendment rights, which are the most important. They're trying to find a way to limit Second Amendment rights. And this latest attempt in the effort to change the way elections are done in Montana is really a plot by Democrats and supine Republicans to change who can be elected. And it's basically trying to make it easier for Democrats to get elected in a stronghold like Montana for Republicans. And the ultimate, you know, the weird thing about it is you've got two separate constitutional initiatives, because you can't change more than one thing the way our initiative process works. So they had to break it into two. So the first one is the one that will create an open primary, allowing four people to advance no matter what party they are. So you'll wind up having multiple people, you know, run for the primary.
So you could have three Republicans on the general election ballot in November and only one Democrat, and then the three Republicans split three different ways, and then the Democrat could potentially win. I mean, unless there's a 50% plus
requirement. Which is CI-127.
But that's a separate one. Exactly. And even that, it's written in such a weird way that I don't know if it would even do what they want you to think that it would do.
Well,
so
the thing is, all it does is it says winners of elections in Montana have to be decided by a majority. Well, they know that CI-126 is going to create a system where four people go to the general election ballot, which means there's no way anybody's ever going to get a majority. So they've got it rigged so that if CI-127 passes, it has to be a majority vote, which means that immediately in January, the new legislature has to come up with some system that will create majority votes, which means either a runoff election sometime between early November and January when the new legislature takes over and the new Congress, or they have to create this idiotic thing called ranked choice voting. And ranked choice voting would allow them to decide sometime shortly after Election Day who really won by throwing out the lowest, you know, the person with the fewest votes, and making the people who voted for that person second choice become a vote now.
So your actual real first choice, the person who could have potentially won an actual Republican primary or Democrat primary or Green Party or Libertarian primary, may not even be one of the two that goes to the runoff.
And this is what happens. This is what
basically they're trying to force in a back way ranked choice voting, which is just rank.
I mean, there's almost no chance that the legislature will pick the runoff election because it's going to cost a lot of money to run an entire new election.
This is what Alaska did, right?
Yeah.
They have not had a Republican since. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Sarah Palin had like 47% of the vote on the first round. And then as the people lower down dropped out, they didn't want to vote for Palin because Palin was, you know, she's like Trump. She's alienating to a lot of voters. So their votes went to other people. And eventually the first place winner, Sarah Palin, was eliminated. And
but there's some moderate Republicans who believe they could never win a primary. So they think this is their chance to win. And I think, once again, they're being horribly naive, and they're being used as pawns by the millions of dollars in out-of-state left-wing mega donor money.
Well, they're either being naive or incredibly selfish. I mean, yeah, they may benefit, you know. So, and they're the whole.
But then the state loses in the state has weaker representation.
The whole theme of the campaigning in favor of this is, oh, we're going to take the power away from party bosses and we're going to return it to the people. Well, actually, first of all, there are no party bosses in Montana. It's
the parties have been significantly weakened already. Yeah,
it's absurd to think that party bosses are going to pick candidates.
Heartland Diary USA blog, realclearpolitics.com. They can find your latest column on this very topic. All right, Frank Mealy, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks,
big thanks to Eric Maldonado and the B Broadcasting crew here in the Flathead. Full rundown of weekend events, MontanaTalks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Baby.